The message you're about to listen to was preached at First Square Gospel Church Dominion Center, pastored by Sam O. Salau. Be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, good morning today. I want to welcome you to this morning's podcast. I appreciate the opportunity given to me by the pastor of House of Rest Church to address this wonderful audience this morning. Thanks for being there for us. I've been asked to speak on a very important topic this morning, an all-important topic to anyone who wants to move forward in life. The topic in itself sounds so simple, sounds so unassuming, but the extent to which you will make it in life will be determined by how you attend to the things I'm going to be speaking about this morning. This is so important that I can spend all day talking about this all-important topic. I want to appreciate all the other speakers who have spoken before me and those who are going to speak after me. I want to appreciate Pastor Femi Williams, the host. I want to appreciate Mr. Stephen Oriyomi, Mommy Rebecca Salami, Pastor Mrs. Funke Adetuberu, Femi Olaitan, Oba Femi Adeyinka, Damola Garuba, Sunday Ojomo. Wonderful crop of guys that Pastor Femi has brought together to be a blessing to us this lockdown session. This morning, I'll be speaking about balances, creating a balance in life. I've been asked to talk about balancing your marriage and your relationship with your work and your career. Balancing your marriage and your relationship with your work and your career. Balancing your marriage and your relationship with your work and your career. Life is all about balances. Life is all about balance. There is always two ends to everything a man desires to do. You are either going too far to the right, or you are going too far to the left. You are in either extreme, either the passive extreme or the active extreme. But the best place to be in life, especially when it comes to how you run your life, is the middle of the road. Where do I create a balance? How do I run my life in such a way that every aspect of my life is stable at the same time? How do I adjust my schedule? How do I run my timetable to ensure that everything I am supposed to do at every point in time is being done and one does not suffer for the other? This is balanced life. Most people don't live a balanced life. No matter how much they try, they struggle to keep up at one end, and the other end is favorable to them. They want to make a balance, but every time they try, they discover that one aspect of their life is lacking behind. And this has become a very serious issue to so many people, which is why I'm addressing us this morning on creating balances in life. Look at your life. Ask yourself, is my life balanced or not? To so many people, some areas of their life are in line, but other areas of their life are out of line, out of space. Some areas of their life is organized, well organized, the way they expect it. Other areas of their life is scattered, some areas of their life are going the way they have planned it should go. But other areas of their lives are haphazard. If your life is like this, then you can be sure your life is out of balance. And you need to put a balance in your life. You can be sure your life needs an urgent attention. Because a life without balance will make serious progress on one end and then will be retarded on the other end. A life without balance will move forward on one end and it will be reversing on the other end. And when you weigh that life together, it looks as if in some areas of his life, God is good. But in other areas of his life, the same testimony cannot hold. In some areas of his life, he's excited, he's happy, he's grateful to God. In other areas of his life, he's wondering, God, why is this happening to me? Now, it is not an issue of God. The problem is not with God, so the answer is not coming from God. The problem is in the way he maintains the balances in his life. The way he runs his life in such a way that everything receives the right attention they are supposed to receive. Now, no matter how much grace God gives to him, if this balance is not put in place, he will miss it. I'll give you an example. There was a man in the Bible by the name Samson, and we all know the story. He was a very strong man, powerful man, unusual strength. And you will say, career-wise, his life was balanced. Because he was doing the kind of things God expects him to do in the career, in his callings. But look at other areas of his life. Marital life, zero, not balanced. And when you now weigh him on a scale, weigh his life on a scale. Because at the end of life, specific areas of your life will not be weighed individually. Your cumulative result will be weighed together. Your academics will not be weighed separately. Your relationship weighed separately. Your career weighed separately. At the end of your life, there will be a sum total assessment. And an average assessment will be given to your activities, to your whole life. So if you check the sum total assessment of something, you will discover that he lived a failed life. All of his strengths, nobody talks about. All of his achievements, nobody talks about. He won a lot of battles for the Israelites. No one talks about all of those achievements. Because one area of his life was not balanced, every other area of his life became imbalanced. This is why you must ensure that every area of your life receives the right attention. Because once one area suffers, every other area will naturally suffer. I'll give you an example. If a woman prepares a very good soup, the way the husband likes it to be, and every other thing is perfectly done in preparing the soup, but just one thing gets out of balance. They are the right meat, the right pepper, the right oil, the right everything that the soup needs to be a wonderful soup. But only one thing gets out of balance. The salt, only the salt. I know there are so many other ingredients in soup that it is not only the salt you have in the soup. But if there is only an imbalance in the amount of salt, there will be a problem. What will the problem be? The soup will be assumed uneatable. Not because all the other things are not balanced there, but because only one thing is not balanced in the preparation of that soup. And it will be difficult for a reasonable person to enjoy that soup because salt is more than the normal balance he should have in that soup. That's the way a man's life is. If every area of your life is wonderful, every area of your life is doing very, very well, but only one area of your life is out of balance, it's just a matter of time. The sum total of your life, by the time you find the average. In secondary school, I was taught mode, median. By the time you find the mode, you find the median, and do an assessment, average assessment, you will be surprised to discover that no matter all of the achievements you have made, the negatives will drag down all of the positivities in your life. This is why balance is very important. Some people's life, their workplace is balanced. At work, they are wonderful. Great people to be with. Great people to deal with. All of their bosses appreciate them because they have good human relations. All of their subordinates, all of their colleagues, all of the people that work together with them give them kudos because they have good public relations. All of the clients and customers they relate with hold them in high esteem because it looks as if they are the power of that institution they work with. Everybody wants to relate with them. But come home, there is no balance at home. The husband keeps complaining about her. The wife keeps complaining about him. Everything is at loggerheads at home between the two couples. And you are wondering, this same person is seen as an angel in the workplace. But the same person is seen as a devil at home. Same person, same individual, same personality, same characteristics, different impression. In one place is the angel, in another place is the devil. What is responsible for this? Imbalance. Some people are balanced with their parents, but they are not balanced with their husband, with their spouse. As a married woman, he has good relationship with his parents, but he has poor relationship with his spouse. As a married man, he has good relationship with his mother, but he has very poor relationship with his parents, with his husband. And then you begin to wonder, why is this so? Simple. Imbalance. He has not been able to balance his life. So you can see a student who is very good at church services, very good at fellowship services, but academically he is poor. Imbalance. Is being poor academically will bring insults to the name of God. People will look at the amount of time he spends in doing God's work, and they will look at his result in class, and they will conclude that God is not fair to him because they assume that he spends more time for God and God should spend more time for him. But that is not the case. There are things he needs to do to create balance in his life that he is not doing. So you can see a first-class student in school who is doing very well, but his relationship is suffering for it. Wonderful guy in school. Everybody likes to be around him. But the person he's going out with is complaining from time to time. Imbalance. Until these ones will sit down and ask themselves, how do I create balance in my life? They will continually have this problem. And the problem will persist and persist and persist until it becomes too big to handle. And the funniest thing is that rather than them find a solution to their problem, they just conclude that the problem is with the other person. So for example, a wife who has good report at workplace, but does not have good report with her husband at home,
will naturally conclude that the husband is the one who is too difficult to be pleased. Every other person at workplace, every other man at his workplace, at her workplace, appreciate her. Why is it that it is the only man at home that does not appreciate her? So she concludes that there is an irreconcilable difference between herself and the husband. And then there is a divorce. Every time you refuse to create balance where there must be a balance, there is always going to be a break, because the body will weigh on one side than the other. I've said so much about the issue of balancing. But what precisely is this balance? Because most times when we talk about balance, some people in their brain think about a 50-50 balance. And that is where most people miss it. Because the things in your life are not like a two-wing scale. Most of us are used to a two-wing scale. When you have a two-wing scale, there's a right side, there's a left side of the scale. And in this two-wing scale, what you do is, if you put 20 kilograms of weight on the right wing, to make it balance, you also put 20 kilograms of weight on the left wing. Once you have 20 kilograms on both wing, it's easy for you to see that there is a balance already. There is a balance already, because you have already created same weight on both wings. So if you have, assuming you have 50 kg on one end, to make it balance, on the other end, what you add also is a 50 kg. Once you add a 50 kg on the other end, you already have a balanced scale. So to have a balance in the marketplace is so easy. To have a balance in the marketplace, all you need to do is to divide equally between right and left, and there is a balance. But balance in life is much more than this. To have a balance in life, you don't divide equally between right and left. The balance in life is not like the scale you use in the market, where you have the same amount on the right, on the left, to make it balanced. If you do that with life, you'll have serious, very serious issue. So I give you an example. So if I'm a student and I want to have a balance between my academics and my relationship, and I tell myself, for every hour I devote to my academics, I will also devote 1 hour to my relationship. That means I will divide the number of hours in a day into two. If there are 24 hours in a day, I will take away my sleeping time, 6 to 8 hours. So I'm left with like 18 hours. I divide my time into two so that there will be a balance. I give half of 18 hours to my academics, which is 9 hours, and then half of 18 hours to my relationship, which is 9 hours. No, that student has failed. Although he has created an equal balance, but he has failed. Because in life, balance is not a 50-50 thing. The kind of balance in life is more like the equalizer balance. If you have a deck at home, or you have a mixer at home, a sound mixer, if you look at the equalizer settings, you see the bass, you see the middle bass, you see the soprano, you see the tenor. All of them are swings that you can swing up or you can drag down. Now, to create a balance with that kind of equalizer, you don't just put everything on the same level. You don't put everything on the same line to create a balance. If you have not seen a mixer amp before, on your phone, your sound system on your phone has a mixer. If you look at it, if there are 5 tunes on that mixer, You don't put everything on the same value. You decide what kind of sound you want, and you arrange your equalizer according to the kind of sound you want. Once that is done, you will tell yourself, now I am balancing the sound. In one place which is bass, you can increase the bass and bring down the soprano and bring down the treble. And you will tell yourself that you are doing this because you want to have a cinema effect. That way, the thing is balanced. Merely looking at it, they are not all on the same line, but it is accurately balanced because that is what you desire. Some people will desire to have a studio effect. And because they want to have a studio effect, they will bring the bass down and bring the treble, the soprano up. If you look at it, look at the equalizer. One side is down, one other side is up. All of them are not on the same scale. But if you ask the guy, he will tell you he has balanced the sound. Because what he needs is a studio effect. Now, somebody who does not understand balancing will put everything on the same scale. He has destroyed the balance. So let's bring that to real life. So when you are balancing your life, you don't accord each area of your life the same importance. You look at your life and tell your life, which area of my life are very important? Which area of my life are less important? And which area of my life are of least importance? So you have divided your life into three subsections. The first section, you ask yourself, which area of my life are very important? These are the areas of your life that deserves your utmost attention. You ask yourself again, which area of my life are of average importance? These ones too are important, but they are not as important as the first one. You now ask yourself, which area of my life are of the least importance? These ones are the area that are of no importance in your life. Once you divide your life into these three areas, it's easy for you to know which area of your life deserves more importance than the others. I know some of you have questions, so I'm going to give you an opportunity to ask questions. If you have questions, you can go to any of our social media handles. Any of our social media handles, and you will see, you can send the questions there. You can send the questions to any of our social media handles. Let me mention some of them to us. You can send an email. Send an email to the email address is send a Twitter. Send us a Twitter message to us at HORESTCHURCHMG. HORest, HO for House of Rest, HORESTCHURCHMG. HORESTCHURCHMG on Twitter. HORESTCHURCHNG. NG. HORESTCHURCHNG on Twitter. I'll take the questions together in 10 minutes' time. So as I was saying, you ask yourself, which ones are very important, which ones are of average importance, and which areas of our life are of least importance. Once you have done this, what you have done is you have created a priority list for yourself. A priority list for yourself. You have arranged your areas, your life into three areas. The very important one, the not too important one, and the not important ones. Now, you will agree with me that these three areas, some of them deserves more of your attention than others. And the ones that deserves more of your attention are the very important ones. The ones that deserves least of your attention are the least important ones. But funny enough, most people in life will spend more of their time on the least important ones. They will spend vital time, vital resources, vital energy on the least important ones, and they will not be able to meet up on the very important ones, having wasted time, wasted energy, wasted money, wasted resources on the least important ones. So you have created a list, I assume. In that your list, look at all of the things on the very important part, the first part. These are things that deserve your utmost attention. These are things that deserve your energy. These are things that deserve your strength. These are things that deserve your passion, your resources, your time. And if you don't give it to them, at the end of your life, you will discover that you have just wasted time doing irrelevant things. So, check the first one you have written down. The first item in your priority list, the very important things in your life. If you look at them between number, I don't know how many you have under number one. Some people may have two. Some people may have three. Some people may have four. Some people may have five. Depending on how busy you are, how creative you are, and how full your hands are. For some people, on the part of the important ones, it might just be their family and their academics. For some people, it will just be their career and their wife. For some people who are married, he has his parents to take care of. He has his children to take care of. He has his wife there. He has other relationship in his life. But he has his work too to take care of. Now, these are the very important ones. Now, on the first list that you think they are important, the very important one, the very, very important one, you also ask yourself, this first list, they have X number of items that I feel are important, which ones deserves more of my attention than the other ones? So you ask yourself, among these ones, which one deserves my attention? After you have divided into the ones that deserve your attention, you now ask yourself, how much of my attention per day do I devote to each of these ones? How much of my attention per day do I devote to each of these ones? So you ask yourself, okay, my family and my work are the most important ones. How much attention per day do I give to each of these ones? How much attention do I give to my work? How much attention do I give to my family? How much attention do I give to my wife? Now, most people who don't do this, this is the way they run their life. He assumes that the wife is important as his work. So he wakes up in the morning, if he's a married man, and spends only 30 minutes together with the wife. And he runs off to the office. The wife also runs off to her office. And then they are at office between 8 o'clock. He has left the house 6:30. He gets to office 8 o'clock. He closes at work 5 o'clock and gets home at 8 o'clock. And once he gets home at 8 o'clock, he still takes official work. Work that should have been done in the office, brings them home. He hasn't had time for the wife since 6:30 in the morning that he has left the house. He comes back in the evening and tells the wife he is busy because he has enough work to do. So he faces official work at home between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock until he sleeps off. A whole day has been spent and not 30 minutes has been shared with the wife. And he assumes that the wife is important, equally important as the work. Now he has missed it because he has not found balance in life. So you ask yourself, which one of these deserves more of my time? Which one of these deserves one of my time, or more of my time? Which one of these deserves more of my time? Ask yourself, How much time do I devote to my wife? How much time do I devote to my work? For some wives too, it's like that. She feels that her work is more important than her family. She will not say that with her mouth. But the way she lives her life shows that work is of more priority to her. Work is of more priority to her than her family. She wakes up in the morning, leaves home before the children wake up, or while the children are still trying to get prepared for school. Comes back very late at night because she's trying to support her husband financially to run the home. So she comes back late at night, very tired. All she will do is sluggishly prepare dinner for the family, and then she takes her phone, check WhatsApp, check people's status messages, and then sleeps off. A whole day has been spent without her having adequate time for the primary people that matters in our life. One thing that this lockdown has taught all of us all over the world is that the most important relationship in your life is your immediate family. If you have not learned that lesson, you have missed a great deal on what the world is trying to teach the world this season. You have missed a great deal of what the world is trying to teach the people in the world this season. That the most important relationship in our lives are our immediate family. All of the work crazy, career driven women who feel that their office will not run without them for one day. All of them are seated at home now with their husbands. All of the husbands who are looking for achievements in life, and as such will not have time for their children and their wife. All of them are locked down at home now with the same family they did not have enough time for at that time. What am I telling us? Ask yourself, what attention am I giving to each of these areas of my life? Number two, ask yourself, what are the things that are denying me of giving proper attention to these very important relationships in my life? Ask yourself. You can do a list if you want to. Now ask yourself, which of these things in my life, these things deny me attention, which of them can I delegate? Which of them can somebody else do for me? I don't have to be the only person doing everything. Somebody can do something for me. So which of them can someone do for me? If you ask yourself that, you will see that some of the things you want to kill yourself over, other people can do them for you. That you don't have to be the person doing them every time. Somebody else is there who can do it, and you will still achieve the same purpose that you want to achieve. To know which one you can delegate, you have to learn the difference between what is important and what is urgent. Ask yourself every day, what is important in my life today and what is urgent? What is urgent are things that need to be done now. What is important may not need to be done now. What is urgent is something you must do in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. What is important is something you must do, but there is no time frame to it. So if it is what is urgent, you ask yourself, this is something that needs to be done in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 hours because it is very urgent. But also ask yourself, although this is urgent, do I have to do it myself? Can I delegate this to someone else? It is urgent, quite all right, but must it be done by me? Is there somebody I can ask to do this so that it will give me more time to attend to the more important things in my life? By the time you begin to think like this, you're already learning to create balance in your life. Ask yourself, although this is urgent, can any of my subordinates do it for me? Some of us are perfectionists in nature. And if you're a perfectionist, you want to see everything done the perfect way, which is good. But the challenge is that you want to try to do it yourself. Because when every other person does it for you, it doesn't meet up your expectation. And that's where you overlabor yourself, you overwork yourself, that you don't have as much time left for the important things in your life. So if it is urgent and it is not important, it can wait. One. If it is urgent and it is important, you can delegate. You only do what is urgent and what is important and must be done by you. By the time you have done that, you've been able to relieve yourself of some burdensome activities that eat into your time, so that you can now use that time, invest such time on the important relationships in your life. Ensure that every day you spend time with the people that matters in your life. Every day. Intentionally create time. Intentionally create time for the people that matters in your life. If you're a married man, you can tell your wife, we'll be having family time at least 30 to 40 minutes every day. Family time that both of us will just sit down. Nobody will be answering WhatsApp messages. Nobody will be making WhatsApp calls. Both of us will just sit down and we'll talk together on daily basis. Even if it is just 30 minutes every evening, it can save some marriages. What most people call family time today are times that is spent chatting. The wife is holding phone and she is chatting with somebody who is a million miles away from where she is. But there is somebody on the same bed with her that she is legally married to, that she has not spoken with. There are men who chat with people on phone, but they don't chat with their wife. They chat with all manner of people during the day, but not one message to their spouse, and they are in a relationship. They feel work is important, and marriage is less important. It's just a matter of time. They will soon come to change their thinking. So ensure that on a daily basis, you create time for the people that matters in your life. Create time for your wife. Create time for your children. Let the people in your workplace know that the people in your home are more important than the people in the office. As a man, when you get to the office, the first person you call is your wife. Only I am at home. As a woman, when you get to the office, the first person you call is your husband. Only I am at work. If you have not started doing that, you are denying them of some vital part of you. During the day, check up on the people that matters in your life. Send a WhatsApp message, a text message to your wife. Send to your husband. Say, I just want to ask how is your day. If you can make a voice call, make a voice call. I just want to say, God bless you. Continually make them relevant in your life. They are not asking for 100 hours of your time. They are just asking for some little time here and there. 1 minute here, 1 minute there. 1 minute here, 1 minute there. By the time the day is over, you will have discovered that you have not missed anything. That is just as if you have been together all day. If you now cap it up with your 30 minutes family time in the evening, you will have so much to talk about, so much to gist about, so much to look forward to. And by the time all of this is done, you will discover that you have saved your marriage by just devoting few minutes on daily basis to your relationship. If you have questions, you can also send to a WhatsApp number. Send to this WhatsApp number, 080-8989-3836. 080-8989-3836. 080-8989-3836. You can tweet to us at HORest. Church NG. H O R E S T, rest, church, C H U R C H N G. That's if you are sending us a Twitter message. But if you are doing a WhatsApp message, you can WhatsApp 080-8989-3836. So ensure that there is time devoted to relationship that matters in your life on daily basis. On daily basis. Three, ask yourself, if I am the other person, how will I assess this relationship? Now, the relationship you are in now, don't just assess it through your own eyes. Assess it through the eyes of the other person. If you're a woman, you ask yourself, how does my husband build this relationship? What are the things my husband expects from me in this relationship? How much attention does he expect from me in this relationship? How much contribution in terms of my time, my energy, my passion, does he expect from me in this relationship? If you are a husband, ask yourself the same thing. If you are a young boy in marriage, ask yourself the same thing. A young boy in relationship or a young lady in relationship, ask yourself the same question. Tell yourself, if I am my partner, what will I expect of me? If you don't have answers to these questions, confront these people in your life and ask them, what are the things you expect from me in this relationship? What are the things you expect from me? How much attention do you expect of me in this relationship? The reason why you need to confront them, if you are not sure of this, is for both of you to be on the same page, so that there will not be more expectation on one part than the other. One major challenge in relationship is that there is unrealistic expectation on one part that the other does not know about. So ask yourself, how much attention do you need from me? Both of you come to a round table and define for your specific situation. Okay, as a student, both of us are engaged. As a student, both of us are engaged. And although we're engaged, we are still students. So we need time for our academics as much as we need time for this relationship. How do we balance the two? Both of you sit down and agree about it. You tell yourself, okay, this is the way I want it. Because I know that you are studying a demanding course that requires so much of your time. All I need is just 1 hour from you every day. That we just meet in the evening every other day. And then we chat together. We play together. Or we'll go and read together so that we can have 30 minutes together to play together and gist together. And we do that Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday. And then Saturday, we can have 2 hours every Saturday and 2 hours every Sunday. And then that is your expectation. If she can meet up with it, she agrees. I can meet up with the expectation you have given me. That is good for me. If she can't meet up with it, you reschedule. Both of you reschedule and create a balance. You will come from your own right extreme. You move closer to the middle. She comes from her own left extreme. She moves closer to the middle. Both of you will now look for a good defining ground that will make the relationship stable. That's creating a balance. So many people shout on the important people in their life and tell them, all of these things I'm doing, don't you know it's for your sake? All this work I'm doing, is not for the family? No, it's not for the family, it's for yourself. If it is for the family, you will stay with the family. So you tell yourself, ask your neighbor, ask your spouse, what are your expectations in this relationship? What are the things you want from me? What are the things you think I need to do in this relationship to make this relationship work together? That way, you are trying to find the right balance between you
and the person. Now, it's not unusual that after you have created this balance, you might need to review it from time to time. If you are reviewing the balances you have created in your life, if it is a balance you have created single-handedly for yourself and yourself alone, it's good to review it. When I listen to musicals on my phone once in a while, I listen to musicals on my phone, I play one music now, I like the way it sounds. If I want to play another music, I discover that because of the way that particular music is recorded, or because of the genre of that music, the kind of music it is, the balance I used to listen to this last song will not work for this new song. So I go back to my equalizer, because it's my phone and it's me listening to the song. Without permission from anybody under heaven, I adjust the equalizer to fit that particular music I'm listening to per time. So creating a balance in your life does not mean that what you run with in January is what you will run with till the end of the year. You have to look at situations and events, circumstances on each particular day, and create a shift in your balance to meet the specific needs of the demands of that day of your life. Some people will claim they have made balances in their life, and the last balance they made was 5 years ago, and they are still running with that balance now. Meanwhile, every other thing in their life has changed, but the balances in their life have not changed. They are still living in the past tense. So on a daily basis, if it is a balance that has to do with you and you alone, you are at liberty to rebalance your life to the tune of your life so that you can enjoy the music of your life. You are at liberty to rebalance the things in your life to the tune in your life so that you can enjoy the music in your life. But if it is a balance that you have agreed with your spouse, you have agreed with your legally married husband, or you have agreed with your intending lady whom you want to marry, you can't change that balance alone by yourself. You need to call that person and ask the person that, considering the present situation of things in your life, considering the present situation of things in your life, you will not be able to meet up with those balances that you have done at that time, that you need to recreate the balance. Once you let the person see reasons, I'm sure it's going to be reasonable and it's going to answer according to your desires. I think I have done enough today. If there are questions, I will take immediately after this session. If you have questions, send to this WhatsApp number 0808-989-3836. 0808-989-3836. 0808-989-3836. And then if you are tweeting, our Twitter handle is at HORESTCHURCHNG. HORESTCHURCHNG. HO stands for House of Rest. HORESTCHURCHNG at HORESTCHURCHNG. Thank you for listening to us. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice who has listened to this today. If there is any area of your life that is suffering for lack of balance, if there is any area of your life that is suffering for imbalance, I pray that the God of heaven will help you to put the necessary balance in those areas in the name of Jesus. If there is any area of your life that the devil is buffeting you because you've not been able to create the necessary balance, I ask that you receive grace today. Receive grace today. Receive grace today to balance those areas in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I have a question here already. Somebody sent in this. He says, thanks, speaker, for this. I've been trying to find a balance, so I have learned a lot. Sir, where I live, I work different time jobs. and my wife works in the health sector, most times my time doesn't afford me time to be with the children, because when they are at home, I'm mostly at work. And when they're in school, I'm possibly resting at home or on another job. We were contemplating my wife should stop work totally to face the children while I face the job. What will you advise, sir? It's a very simple situation. You work, your wife work, but you work shift job and your wife work at the health sector. And working at the health sector can be as demanding too, can be very demanding. I know, because I have a first-hand experience of this. I am married to a medical doctor, and you know how demanding their job is. Even at this lockdown, COVID-19 lockdown period, she is still at work. She goes to work early in the morning and comes back late at night. So I can imagine how hectic her schedule is. And you also work shift job. Now, the way it looks as if your children will suffer for lack of time if you do not plan your time very well. But you first need to ask yourself, before you ask your wife to...
Thank you for listening to this message. We are sure you are blessed by it. If you would like to contact us, our address is 102 St. Famous Road, Akoka, Lagos. Our phone number is 081-3529-1769. Our email address is fgcdominioncenter@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Facebook at First Point Dominion. God bless you.